Reizlein shvel nitzos chaim luzes from shai yemay shvel daniel rifke bas mei shvel zriel bischus for shlema chaim mei shiv amal kamen bracha bas sar amal kamen tchitzu mefegel dina and aschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we gave a little bit of an introduction to Reish Mem Dalet yesterday, and what we are going to be talking about over here, as we said, is Kablanis, which is, it's under the topic of Amira La'akam, but we are dealing with a situation where you gave the guy a job, you're paying him a fixed price for the job. Simple case was you have to replace the engine in your car, and you're paying them $1,000 to replace the engine. There's no time frame on it. The guy has plenty of time to do it not on Shabbos, and the guy is choosing to do it on Shabbos. And we're going to discuss various different cases involving the Kablanis. Okay? Paisik Adam, says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Paisik Adam, a person can make a deal, Ema'eni Yehudi with a guy, Ala Malacha, for work, the Koitzetz Damim, on a fixed price, Ve'eni Yehudi Eisel Atzmai, and the guy does it whenever he wants. Even though he's doing it on Shabbos, then it is mutter. Okay, let's see. Let's pause here for a moment and see the Mishnah Berurah. The Kaitz is Dama. Hey, no Kablanis. This is Kablanis. She Masna Ima. He makes a deal with him. She Yasalei Eze Malacha Beschar Dove Katzah for a fixed price. Vim Oisalei V'Tayvus Anoy. I only come with some Reish from Zayin Sif Dalad. This was Sif Reish Non Beis Sif Beis. Over there, we're going to talk about where the guy's just doing it for him as a favor, if the guy can do it to you on Shabbos. But we'll talk about that later. Mutta, it's mutta. So Machaber said, this is mutta. Me'etzem adin, this is mutta. The cave on Shekot, since it's a fixed price, adaitan anafshe ka'ovid l'mayr l'hashem l'achta. He wants to finish up his work, whether because he wants to finish it because he wants to get paid, or he has time on Shabbos, and that's when it's convenient for him. It's totally up to him. It's totally his own decision to do it on Shabbos. The Yisrael ain't get paid the bezed. The Yisrael doesn't have a hakpah that he should do it on Shabbos. The im lo yaseh ayoyim esay lemach. He doesn't do it today. He can do it Sunday. The im kevei aloy malachte b'Shabbos. If you're telling him that he has to do it on Shabbos, osik l'kamim simen reish mem zayin sif aleph. Unlike as we'll see shortly. So using our simple example, so if I have a truck that I need for my business, and I tell the guy I want to drop it off 5 minutes before Shabbos, and I want to pick it up immediately after Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos, that obviously would be Yasser, because there, even though it's Kablanis, but the only time he can do it for me is on Shabbos, and therefore, he's doing it as my Shliach. So over here, we're talking about a case, fixed price, do it whenever you want, and, you know, even if there's a certain time he has to give it back to you by, he has to be done by next week, Tuesday, but it's not something he has to do on Shabbos. David, do you have a question, or is your hand up? Because you waved it.
Question.
Yeah.
And if you bring your car and tell him, I need it ready by Monday, and then he calls you 5 minutes after Shabbat and says, by the way, your car is ready, are you allowed to pick it up?
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Because, again, we're assuming that the other conditions that there's going to be mutter, but let's assume that for this question, doesn't make a difference. The fact that he did it on Shabbat had nothing to do with you. There is some shitas that hold that even Kablanis is also, but we don't follow that Lamaisa, not the Mechaber, not the Chafetz Chaim. We don't follow that. So Lamaisa was totally mutter. There's nothing to do with you, the fact that he did it on Shabbos. So he happens to be, you dropped it off. There was enough time for him to do it before Shabbos, enough time for him to do it after Shabbos. He chose to do it on Shabbos, and he calls you up and says, hey, it's ready. It's no problem. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything for you. Okay? Now, Bamedvar Mamurim, when is this saying? When is this that we said this case is muta? His first condition is bitzina, means that it's hidden. Now, it doesn't really have to be hidden. It has to be that people don't know that he's doing work for you. Okay? She'ein makirin hakol she'zeh amalacha nais v'shabes shal Yisraeli. People don't recognize that this is being done for the Yisrael. Avolhim ha'isa yiduam ufasemes. If everybody knew that he's doing this work for you, then it's asa. Why? Now, why is it asa? L'chaira, end of the day, what's the problem? He is choosing to do it on Shabbos. He's not my shliach to do it on Shabbos. So why? Now, let's go with the simple case, Mufrasemes. So he mentions yesterday too. I hired a guy, the Kablanis, to put a porch up in front of my house, right? And so that's obviously Befahesi. Everybody knows the house is mine. Everyone sees the guy doing it. But again, what's wrong? He's doing it for, because he chooses to do it on Saturday, right? So the Mechaber explains. The guy who sees it, Any day of Shakatsis does not know that this deal was made. But Oima Shaplini Sochar Ha'en Yehuda Lasley Malacha B'Shabbos. Someone's going to see him putting up the porch in front of your house. They're going to say that it's not the reason he's doing it on Shabbos is not because he chose to do it on Shabbos. They're going to say you hired him specifically to do it in Shabbos. And Mechaber explains, Lefichach Ha'Poisek Ha'en Yehudi Livnus Leichatzerei Oy Kaisloi Oy Liktzer Leisadeyu. If you make a fixed price with a guy to build your porch or to build a wall by your house or to cut your field, if that work is in the city or within the tchum, you're not allowed to allow him to do it on Shabbos. The people see the work. They don't know that this is being done by kablanis, and therefore they will assume you hired him specifically to do it on Shabbos, and therefore it's not okay to do it. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah before we go to the Ramah. People don't know that the work is being done for a yid. As the Mechaber explains, he's fixing the car in his lot, and people walk by and see the car being fixed. That's not a problem because they don't know that it's your car. And you do a Shei Yisrael. People don't know that he's doing it for Yisrael. Even if some people know that this is being done for Yid, we'll see the case shortly, that even if you live in a place that there's nobody else, you have to be choshed that your b'nei bayis or your guests are going to be choshed. So here's the first thing that the Mishnah Berurah tells us, where we're going to see a major difference between something that's mechuber and something that's metaltalin. So there's a very big difference in halacha that we're going to see. That the second you're talking about mechuber, we have to assume that people know it's your property and people know that it's Shal Yisrael. Something that's metaltalin, you don't have to assume that. It's only if you know for a fact that everybody knows it's for you that it's a problem. Okay. But if it's stam, if it's mechuber, it's you assume that people know it's yours. If it's not mechuber, then you don't have to assume that people know that it is yours. Lefichach says the Mishnah Berurah. Right, Sulaiman. The stam mechuber avakil yedua umufasamish yisrael. That if it's a house, people know that it belongs to yid. Chatzera kaisa afilim hu oimim b'makom shein yedua shishaloi. Even though if it's in a place that people don't know, gam kenasa the yeshlachish l'shchein of shiyadim shishaloi. The people immediately, the neighbors, they know it belongs to the yid. V'achshetiyu, and they're going to be chayshet sheschirai hu liyamim, that he was hired specifically for that day. Liksoi sedeu. Now, so here is a very interesting point that is bringing down. So let's just recap so far what we learned. Kablanis be'etzem is mutter, okay? And if it's the guy doing work in his shop on a metaltalin or something that is not known that it's a yid, it's okay because you're not doing anything wrong. It's the guy that's deciding to do it on Shabbos. If it's a thing that you do a Shal Yisrael, then it is problematic and you cannot have the guy, even if it's a kablanis, since people are going to assume that it's a Marisayan issue, people are going to assume that you hired the guy specifically at Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain something that should have bothered all of us. One of the things that the Mechaber said is that if I go ahead and I do a kablanis with a guy to run my field, I'm not allowed to do that if he's going to work on Shabbos because people know the field is mine. But here's a problem. You remember in the last simon we learned that Arisus is okay on Shabbos because people are going to say that it's normal to do Arisus with another person, which is that percentage deal. And since it's probably Arisus, the guy is working there because he wants to make money. So it's a daita de nafshi. It's not me. I told it to him. So why, all of a sudden over here, if I made the deal with Kablanis, what does the person see? They see a guy working on my field. When I did it with Arisus, we said, no problem, because people are going to assume you did Arisus. They have no idea. Why, when they do it with Kablanis, are people all of a sudden going to say, oh, he must have hired the guy for Shabbos? Why don't they say it's Arisus? So the Chafetz Chaim gives us the answer. But I forgot the derech sadal Arisus. It's normal to do Arisus. So why don't they assume that I made an Arisus deal with the guy? As we just learned. It's still Asa. That when it comes to an Arisa's case, people are going to see at the end of the season, or they're going to, because people are Yentas, they're going to say, oh, yeah, you know, the guy yielded 500 bushels of whatever from the field, and the guy got 200 bushels, right? Everybody wants to know everybody else's business, okay? It's going to come when the season is over, and they're going to cut down the field. The guy's not taking anything. So he said they're going to realize this was not an Aris case. So now they're going to say, hold on. When we saw the guy working on Shabbos, we assumed he was an Aris. But now we discovered that the Yid, you know, just bought Psycho to Geshem on Sukkot because he made a lot of money from his field because he didn't have to split it with the guy. Right? So, oh, one second. He wasn't an Aris. He wasn't an Aris. It must have been that he hired him for the day. Because it's common that either you do Arisas or you hire workers. Kablonis is not common by a field. Right? And therefore, you cannot do Kablonis on a field and the guy's unless you tell the guy not to work on Shabbos. Now, what happens if the meaning of this city is that people do kablanos on a field, meaning they hire a guy for a fixed price to run the field? To not allow the guy to work on Shabbos and Yontif. When it comes to building a house, because people are going to accuse him of having hired him for the day. Since it's common that people do arisas, people do kablanas, people do skir yayim. So when arisas, we said as mutter, because Amais at the end of the season, they're going to see he got his portion in the field. But over here, when he didn't get his portion, so arisas is out. So then people are going to still be chayshishim. That's according to the Taz. The yesh makilim bezeh, those who are mekel, kishamini kol yir hu bikiboilis. When people do this fixed price, bikiboilis hu dafke shekol hamalacha hu bikiboilis, apuka maraka adri kolaval hu akablan. That this heter, that it's kablanis, only works if the whole deal is the kablanis, not if you hired a contractor, and Adrikel is literally an architect. David Malinowitz's brother gave me the title that word, but it really means the architect is or the contractor is on a kablanis deal, but the workers you're hiring are on schir yom. That doesn't help. When it comes to if the workers are generally hired as schir yom, it's problematic. Same svara. When it comes to a field, if the meaning of the city is that people do the kablanis and there's a makam hafsid, you can do it. When it comes to a house, you should not be makel. Look in the Neidav Yehuda. Now, so what's going to happen when you look into this Neidav Yehuda? I spoke briefly to the Rav about this. End of the day, what happens when we're doing construction in our house? Bizman hazeh, most of the people doing your work in your house, for the majority, are kablanis, right? You hire a guy to build you a porch. He tells you it's $10,000 to do the porch. To redo a bathroom, it's $20,000 to redo the bathroom. Very, very rarely do we hire today a worker. We say, I'm going to pay you $20 an hour and do me a favor, come work on Shabbos. 90% of the time when work is being done on the house, it's done with kablanis. So, but etzem really today, it shouldn't be as much of a problem. Somebody's going to see the guy building the porch on your house. What are we worried about? We're going to be chayshah that you hired him dafka to work on Shabbos? No, it's not the minig today. Everything is done by kablanis. Who's the last time you hire a handyman to fix something? Maybe it's by the hour. But when's the last time you hired somebody to fix something specifically in your house that wasn't in a kablanis? In other words, a fixed price deal for it. And the guy was able to decide which day that he wanted to come. Lamaisa, end of the day, and the Paiskim do right that Be'etzem, when it comes to your house in the city, you should not allow workers to work there on Shabbos, even though Me'ikadin, if it's Kablanis, it should be Mutter. Not so much because of Maris Ayin, but it's a Zilvul Shabbos. They're going to have in your house on Shabbos, there's hammering and sawing and cutting and things going on over there. It's a major Zilzul Shabbos. And all the Paiskim say that we're not allowed to do it. There are people who are very, very makbid on it, that if it was done, they would not move into the house. You know, definitely if it was done in the way that it's usa, that's that let's say you know, where it wasn't the standard for kablanis, and then it was usa ma'ikra didn't to do it, they wouldn't even move into the house until they removed that work from the house. But Be'etzem B'zman Zeh, if it happens, you should tell the guy not to work on Shabbos. But you find out, you wait for Shabbos, and somebody calls you up after Shabbos, you know your bricklayers were out there working on your house on Shabbos, you're allowed to move into the house, but it's a big zilzal Shabbos, especially if you live in a city amongst other people, to have somebody come, even with a kablanis, which is mutter, it's a big zilzal Shabbos, and therefore they say that it should not be done. Let's just finish up the Mishnah Berurah over here. We said that it's b'medina, that it's the, your house is in the city. Medina lapama. That's sometimes the word medina and ir could be interchangeable. Hatchum shergila ancham lufam leilacham. Okay, that if they are in the within walking distance, in other words, in the tchum, people, even if people don't live immediately next to it, people can come walk there and they'll see that it's doing on Shabbos. We said that it's also leilaniach. You shouldn't allow the workers to do it. He hired a guy to build his house with a kablanis. The guy was working on Shabbos. And the people were telling him, what are you doing? This is not appropriate. He ended up losing all his money, he ended up losing the house. And so certainly it's not a very, very smart thing to do to have the guy work on your house on Shabbos. Okay, we will stop over here, and it's Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.